Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
Hey, I'm so glad to be before you. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all have joined us. And we're live. We're live on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and Instagram. This is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. We're being aired on WBSW Radio, the internet station, which you can go to Google search and type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk, and it'll pop you to what we're doing now. But if you want to check us out on the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also, you can call in and be interactive with us, and the call-in number, just so you can share your thoughts or just listen to the show, is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Excited to be here to just offer an opportunity to share some knowledge, and besides that, gain knowledge as well. That's why we said we're interactive. We want you, if you're on Facebook, Instagram, to type in your comments. Tell me your thoughts about building boys to be fathers of the future. And we need to know, because we're in an 8-part series right now. We have 4 more parts to go, and we're going to continue to push forward with what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the word out. We want our boys to grow up to be productive men. And we have to start. It's not a certain age. We don't think we need to start from the beginning of their life coming into the world. We need to see some role models enough to know what it is to be a man. And eventually they will be men of the future. So we've got to be able to prepare them in a manner so they can be successful, so we can have families to continue to grow. Each culture can grow from that, because we have to have families for cultures to grow. Our population can increase. So that's what it's all about, getting the word out. Now, you can also email the show by going to the smithwayenterprise@gmail.com, along with tweeting the show at WBSW Radio, Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Lorenza D. Smith 15 with Instagram. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and our handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Also, we're aired from time to time on at President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You can check us out on Facebook. We are facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. So if you make a request, and it may say, you know, that he has over his 5,000, but continue to make, because I will make the adjustment so I can allow you to be the friend of Dr. Lorenza D. Smith and just a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So we also want to let you know that we are able to go back with our on-demand episode. Like I said, if you want to find out the episode that we have presented to you, you can type in on Google search, WBSW. We're the boys of the Smith Way production. It's WBSW Radio, the internet station, or you can just do WBSW Radio and put Blog Talk, and it'll pop up. And you can go back and look at our 593 episodes. See, God has been good. We've been in existence since 2017. We started with one show. Now we have 12 shows and excited to have guests from all over the world, guests that want to be on to share what's going on in their neck of the woods. So we're really excited about that. So truly take advantage of the opportunity. We want you also to know that this is BW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We have listeners and watchers. I want you to hear this. In 38 countries, word is global. People want to know what is going on, and we want to share it through WBSW Radio, the internet station. Also, we have a cash, and just a radio giveaway. It's not always cash. We got trips, and we have books, and we just have vouchers that we give away. And it's not costing you anything. We want you to register for it by sending your name along with, we have means of transaction. We have four means that we can make sure we send money to you, send information to you, send vouchers to you. And that is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. Send your name along with one of those means of transaction to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. I want to congratulate our last winner, and we're going to do it until we have a new winner. We got a new winner coming up this week. Congratulations to Miss Peggy Gatt for winning WBSW Radio giveaway, 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. We're taking care of the cost of the hotel. And the cost at now at retail value is $1,284. So we thank our sponsors, and we have to give them a shout out. And we're going to have to do that. That's Tristat LLC. That's Tristat LLC, Mr. William Scott. It's a consulting firm out of Selma and Montgomery. They want to meet your needs. They can offer you consulting on training your staff in regards to the government grants that's available for you. This is something Mr. William Scott, the owner, is used to benefit the government agency as well as you. His number to be contacted is 334-32 the L&A Lawning Service, the manager expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Give a shout out to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. This is Ms. Jennifer Jackson, and you can give her a call. She offers you all the different soaps and all the fragrance you're asking for. Something she created with her family. That's Jackson and Grace. You can go to Facebook, go to Charlie's Angels, Jennifer Jackson. But you can call, and this is the number to give her a call or her staff a call, 251-369-1344. And that's Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. So we're so glad to have that sponsorship added to it. We want to also give a shout out to the brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity out of Greenville, Iowa. They're another sponsor. And a team of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They're donating, they're giving, out talking to people to sponsor. This one is all about. So God has been so good. He has blessed us to be at this point to share this. Give a shout out to it's Ariel 12. 33, we give a wave to you. Thank you, my brother, so much. We'll give to Pick 9 that's joined us. And we definitely know who that is. We're so proud to have, I call a good friend of mine, a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, Darryl Pickett. Thank you, coach. And I want to give a shout out to your son. I know he's getting ready to get up to Wake Forest as a running back, going to make it happen up there. And we're giving a shout out to Drew Pickett, that leading and heading at Russell County High School. Now he's heading to Wake Forest to play for the Deacon Demons. Give a shout out to my youngest sister, that's Yvette Smith. She's joining us as well, and she said, hello, big brother. Thank you, sister, so much for taking us. Just had a birthday. We want to give a shout out, and we want to just sing happy birthday to her. That's Yvette Smith, which is my youngest sister. And we'll say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Yvette. Happy birthday to you. That's my youngest sister, Yvette Smith, and her birthday was on the 4th, and we just want to give her a shout-out. She's just getting younger and younger. Shout-out to Charlie's Angel, who's joining us. You know, that's Soaps Gym by Grace and Jackson. Give you the information. Give them a call. They have all the fragrance. They have the soaps, everything you're asking for. Miss Jennifer Jackson is working hard to make sure she can provide you with what you need. Give a shout-out to the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigmas of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Biloxi, and the surrounding area, those brothers down at Biloxi. Thank you, brother, for being here. Support. Every time I look around, I see them. Thank you, brother, for being here. Let's get to where we, what our ultimate goal today is, to address building boys to be fathers of the future. Series 8. So, I mean, we have been talking about it, and each time we get to pull out parts of it, I'm sorry, after Series 8, Series 7, we'll soon get to 8 because it's coming up. We want to talk about battling for our boys' future based on the difference between overgrown boys / grown males and grown men. See, there's a difference. Both groups may have the tools, may have the physique, but the problem comes is the operation of the mind and depth in their inner self. So we want to share some comparison in the difference in a overgrown boy, which we're trying to show role models to our boys so they cannot fall in that category of be just grown males. Another, have the maturity in regards to the body, but is not functioning quite well in the mind. They have all the tools. To a grown man who has met the mature stage. See, that's what you got to understand. There is a difference. So what we want to show our boys at an early age by role modeling, and we talk about it in the other series, because you'll get a chance to see if you role model for them. And I don't mean you have to do something special. What you have to truly do is do what you do best. You either gonna give them a positive role model or a negative role model. You need to check yourself to make sure which one you're presenting to those individuals. We want to just quickly talk about the battle for our boys' future. Based on that difference, the difference truly is a overgrown boy, a grown male, and a grown man. And it's important that we understand this now. Your definition may be a little different, but I'm going to share some things that in comparison on some of their maturing stage, showing that they're immature in some cases, which a lot of times you're overgrown boys and grown males compared to grown men. Now, it is not an age limit. From the age of when some people say legally 21, in some states might be 18, up until they cease to no longer be in existence. You have truly grown, overgrown boys and grown males that a lot of times give a shout out to Tina Robinson, the lady that put the boots in the ground in Oakland, California. She's also a co-host on many of our shows. And she sees a lot of this because she's out in the street. When I said she put the boots on the ground, she go out in the community. She go into places that might be drug infested. Go to the homeless camps throughout the city of Oakland, California. She also do it time to time with her twin sister, Gina Bates, Robinson Bates, down in Atlanta. So they go out and they see the real deal. See, no one wants to hear from her when she's talking about this. She see a lot of grown males or overgrown boys in comparison to grown men. She stated that being in California, Oakland, California, she said grown man body with the mind of a wounded child. And that's truly why we say they're overgrown boys or grown male. See, this is a sign of a dysfunctional behavior. Thank you, Tina, so much. It is dysfunctional to be an overgrown boy, a grown male in a man's body, because you cannot function like you need to. See, it's one thing about when you're at it and making it do what it do, there's always someone want to connect with you, share something with you. So what we want to make sure, we get the calls in, okay, we keep it moving. We're going to give a shout out to Shocker Blue 5. Thank you so much, Sister Rachel 5, Rachel Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for joining us to just be a part. Be interactive. Happy your comments. Truly, shout out Charlie's Angels, as I said earlier. She typed in blessings and appreciate you. Thank you so much for wanting to share your entrepreneur venture with me and with WSW Radio, the internet station, and audience, including listeners and watchers in 38 countries. Let's talk about overgrown boys / grown men. I just told you, as Tina said, they are dysfunctional. See, a boy is a boy, but when he should reach the stage of being a man, he should put away boys' things. He becomes dysfunctional. Normal function would put away boys' things, but instead, they're still performing and acting like a boy through their maturity at what considered to be a man. Now, where they saw it or where they see it is another story. What we want to talk about is to see the difference between the two. Maybe you can relate that. If you fall in the category, it's okay. It don't mean that you can't mature, because you can focus on the things that put you in that category. Let's look at one of the things that's so important. See, overgrown boys / grown males leave us questioning their actions, questioning what they're doing. A grown man, come on now, is always clear about their intent. So if, you know, I talk on the relationship about individuals intentionally dating you. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, because I think we had an awesome show planned at 7 o'clock tonight on the Dr. Lowe show. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. And we want to talk about it, some of the things like that tonight. So if you run across someone, call himself a man, but they're not truly a grown man because they don't present clear understanding of their intention. Dating should be intentional. See, and you have to find out where dating intentionally best can found. See, when you're intentionally dating, a grown man will make sure he's in a place where grown folks is. I don't mean overgrown boys and grown males. See, certain places you as a person intentionally dating can't go and think you can find a mate to intentionally date. For example, in a club is not a place to find you a future. The club allows you to find a quick fix. That quick fix ain't good for your mind, because a lot of things come along. So a grown man is clear when he comes to you. He said, I want to date you. You know, one of the things that I experienced, and I didn't even know through two marriages and many dating relationships, is this: when I met my wife, one of the things that I was really required to do and felt was important was I literally asked her, will you date me? Come on now, because if she had said no, we probably wouldn't be where we are today. So I'm intentionally wanting to date you. So I want to ask you to see if you want to say yes or no. So you can call it a proposal premature to marry. See, you got to understand there's a way to operate this thing. A grown man knows how to do it. A grown boy will play around and want a situationship. He's not intentional about what he's doing. See, that's why he's always questioned about what he's doing. So we have to keep that in mind intentionally dating. The next thing is an old grown boy / a grown male. They try to make excuses in order not to face the consequences of their actions. Tell me, tell a few awesome grown women on here. Have you run across that before? Where they make excuses so they don't have to face the action. Sometimes the consequences. See, they also attempt, I'm going to add this to you. I want you to think about it. Overgrown boys, slack males, not only are not willing to face their consequences for their actions, but they attempt to receive sympathy for their peers. See, overgrown men or boys and I'm sorry, overgrown boys and grown males want somebody to feel sorry for them. They want to be victims. A lot of boys being that are coming up along with this generation Y. They want someone to feel sorry for them. They want to play the victim. A grown man, let me talk to you now. Listen to me now. A grown man truly tries to make it better by valuing people more than their ego. See, just remember when you're talking to an overgrown boy that has tattoos, a grown male that has tattoos, gonna find a way to make it everybody feel bad for them. Instead, when you're talking to a grown man, so I'm telling you, ladies, if you're out looking intentionally dating for a future with someone, make sure they value people more than their ego. See, they value their ego. You got a problem. You got to recognize that. And you know what I always tell people? They're not going to change because they haven't reached that stage. See, they're valuing their ego. They want you to feel sorry for them because of the situation. We all deal with situations throughout our life. And as we deal with those situations, is what we do with it. I had a session with my counselor this morning. I was talking with her, and I said, one thing I have to grow up and understand from all the years is that don't focus always on the problem, because you can't change a problem because it's already happened. Focus on the solution. That way you can make change in your life. You can make change in a situation. I'm not going to be stuck on, I'm the man. You hurt my feelings. You hurt my ego. I'm going to be willing to say, I value you enough to look at the situation so it can get better. An overgrown boy / grown male has such fragile ego. Come on now, I want you to think about it. They have very fragile egos. And those egos put them in a situation that they always want to win. Nagamo. See, we got to understand. Let's agree to disagree. That's a grown man right there. We'll agree to disagree. But if I got to always be right, and you got to always go with what I say and what I don't, and one of the words I want you all to remember that plays in. So you got to teach your child or your son or your brother, your nephew, that the word no is no. See, when you have a fragile ego, it's hard for people for you to accept no. And that's why people are afraid to say they don't know how your response is going to be. So you have to keep that in mind. The next thing is that, see, a lot of time they don't come off as weak and passive. See, they have a tendency where they argue when you say, I want to be right, that shows that there's a weakening of fear in them, see? Fear of the unknown. And see, people have to, but when you're dealing with a grown man, see, a grown man will deal with the situation fairly. You know, one of the three things as a minister that I share from as my mentees that I'm the mentor for as administration and teachers, some of those individuals, you know what I always tell them? I always operated on three L's. See, my philosophy dealing with my job was I operated with the three L's. And everybody said, what are the three L's? See, this is a grown man conversation, talking about grown boys, grown males. This is a grown man talking about the grown males and overgrown boys. Now, let me tell you what I used to do as an administrator. Let me talk to you, and I hope you take it, and maybe you'll use it as a coach, as a teacher. See, I always want to be the three L's put into play, and one L is to be fair. Said about a grown man dealing with situations. See, my ego is not going to be fragile if I'm treated fair. So, and I treat everybody fair. Then I'll treat them firm. It means I'm going to be fair and firm. See, I'm not going to give somebody else a break and not do the same for you. I want you to be in a situation where you're fair, being treated fair, and someone is firm for you. See, that's what we're losing out right now. We're geared toward accepting the ability to operate in the gray. See, some people, I wrote a book, said education, what happened to the passion. And in that book, it talks about the three L's. You need to be fair with everybody, with your supervisor or everybody you're around. You need to be firm. Come now. The thing about it, we're afraid to be firm because we think we're going to get canceled. But you know what? Right always I overshadow wrong. So don't call yourself getting to the middle so everybody can be happy. So you're operating like a grown male, a grown female, but you're not acting like a grown man, a grown woman. Everybody not going to like what you do, but they'll understand you have principles that you're following. And see, that's what we have to do. And the next F that's so important, see somebody said, well, man, you're preaching today, but that's all right. It's all right because when God says things with you, you got to get it out. In whatever way it come out, just since you hear me. Man, I want you to understand. Just understand the last one. Some people always laugh, and I say, I have fun. They say, how you going to have fun being a supervisor? How you going to be having fun as a rector? How you going to have fun as a principal? How you going to be having fun as a head coach? How you going to have fun? Truly, truly, remember this, having fun as a teacher. Because, you know, I'm fair, I'm firm, and I have fun, meaning that I got a smile on my face. The thing about I'm blessed, so I let my blessings be, it elevates and shine from my body. It means the excitement is there because I know God got me. So I can be fair, I can be firm, and I can be funny with a smile on my face. If you're in a relationship, take the three L's, and you're intentionally dating to be married, make sure the three L's is in play. Make sure you fair with that person. Don't mistreat them because what happened to you in the past, they had nothing to do with the past. I have a saying I tell people, I do not want to be anybody else's collateral damage. I don't want to be your collateral damage because you couldn't get to that person that did you wrong, but you want to do me wrong because I'm there available for you. So remember, fair, firm, and funny. That means that times when I'm funny, I want to smile and tell a joke. If you're in a relationship, you got to be firm about what you believe. We all have foundational principles. And those foundation principles is to be shared with the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, because they'll understand that you're going to be fair with them. You're not going to mistreat them. You're going to be firm with them, and you're not going to treat them with disrespect. Because, see, that's the killer of all relationships, disrespect and conflict. See, just remember those two things as I tell it with you right there. Because, see, a grown man has a conflict. He don't run from conflict. He deals with it the way that helps everybody. And then when you're being funny, have a little humor, tell a joke every now and then, laugh, and just release yourself. Because one thing about it, when you got joy in your heart and you got happiness within you, you got peace with you, God is smiling down upon you. See, people got to understand, he ain't interested in taking this old beat up body. He ain't going to invest a whole lot. You can go work out. You can go get on the sauna. You can get on the go low program. Lose all the weight. Get yourself down. But when it's time, he don't nothing but your heart and your soul. Because that's what's important to him. Not your mind. He wants your heart, your soul. And that means when you elevate, your heart and your soul going to go where the place he could see that was joy, peace, and love. See, just remember that when you if you want to be a grown woman or a grown man, remember your life needs to be fixed on joy, peace, and love. All right, let's move forward because we got some other things that we want to talk about. See, an overgrown boy or slash grown male are intimidated. Come on, listen to me now. It's intimidated by the ideas of you being more successful. Come on now. I'm talking than them. Think about it. I want y'all to think about it for a minute. Have you been around someone? Because I know I have. And I can tell you some stories where people truly was angry because God blessed me with an opportunity to make change. You know, last week, at the end of the week, we posted in our chapter. We posted those four brothers that has been impactful, not only in this organization, which is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, but impactful in people's lives. And I give a shout out to each and every one of them. The owner of L&A Lawn Service, Mr. Tony Stalwart, so impactful as an educator, impactful enough to as a principal of the school that he once taught and coached and changed a lot. He's done so well that they named the gym flow after him. How many people get a gym flow naming because in history? Because you know what? He's the first African-American or black man to be have a floor in that county named after him. Come on now, is that not history? See, we got to lift each other up, and we got to give them praise. You can't be jealous because those people and receive. You have another brother that's down at Butler County. He's a county commissioner, and he was the first African-American assistant superintendent of Butler County public schools. Come on now. And he's still making the impact. We have another young man. He's down in Monroe County. He came back home. He was able to coach and win three or four basketball championships in class 1A. It's hard to win one. And they soon to name the flow after him. Come on now. See, that's black history. See, we don't want to talk about black history. But then you got one more young man, and I can't remove myself from where I'm sitting, but I got to speak, and you can call it ego or whatever. You know, I was blessed to be in situations that made me the first black to do it. I was hired as the first black coach, assistant coach at McKenzie High School, the first one, and have been but two since then. And I've been going from there since 1992. See, God was good. He put me in there for a purpose. See, that's history, but people don't want to see. They jealous. Then on top of that, I was the first head basketball coach at that same school. Come on, Black. Come on now. Then you say, oh, don't you try to show out yourself. I'm not trying to show out. I was blessed to be put in those places because God wanted me to be there because he saw how it could make a difference. And you look at the individual that's following me now, it is probably 10 to 15 of my former students from that school. They are grown individuals that's in their 50 years old and their 50s and they're still following Coach Smith. And so the impact was there. They're Facebook friends. They're on Instagram. You see, they're all about doing what God bless you. And there's many other things, but one thing I'm so proud to know and share with people, I was able to come back home, back to Montgomery, Alabama. I was hired as a history teacher at a junior high called Cloverdale Junior High School. And then on top of that, I want y'all to remember, you know, I was hired as a history teacher, really wasn't going to do any coaching, but since I had the experience as a head coach and experience as in football and basketball head coach at a high school level, and I also worked with some junior high in that school system, I was hired as the first head Black football coach at Cloverdale Junior High School. Can't nobody change it. It is what it is. So we're talking about history. See, people don't understand. Grown men do grown things. Overgrown boys get caught up in not doing the right thing. So that's why we had to continue to set and be role models for these overgrown boys and grown males so they can offer our young ladies, our grown women, some counterpart, somebody that can be there and work with them. Come on now. See, nobody, no, hey, y'all can say what you want. But God has blessed me. See, I'm going through this and not even getting a break in here. Somebody said, you need to, come on, talk to us. And I'm going to continue to talk to us. The truth is the truth. An overgrown boy, and I'm going to tell you, really, really has a problem. As well as a grown male, would rather avoid confrontation. They allow you to stay angry since they are not mature enough. Listen to me. They allow you to stay angry since they're not mature enough to talk about your argument. Tell me how many of you have been around like that. Tell me how many get mad. See, they already showed who they are. So the overgrown boy / grown male will be talk about what's going on. Now, I tell you, a grown man. See, a grown man wants to make sure you get this off your chest. He said, come on, share it with me. Come on, share it with me. We can agree to disagree. But I will hear what you have to say. See, an overgrown boy, just like my sister said, just want to ignore it. They think it's going to go away. But what it do is fester. It gets bigger when you don't address it. See, an overgrown boy / grown male wants to get what they want. Come on now. Come on, sister. Can y'all give me an amen? They want to get what they want. They ain't think about nobody else. See. Then the thing is, they do not wait. See, they don't want to wait to somewhere private or think that yelling in front of everyone is okay. See, they want to get what they want, meaning that if they mad, they don't care what it is. See, one thing about it, you recognize with that, since he's an overgrown boy / grown man, one of the things he definitely don't have a problem doing is hurting, humiliating, and abusing you. Because if he do it in public, he's willing to abuse you. He's willing to hurt you. He's willing to humiliate you. But when you're dealing with a grown man, see, grown man will not yell, but be honest with how they are feeling. See, that's the same. A grown man don't have no problem telling you how they feel. See, people trying to make it seem like men are not mature in the emotional part. See, that's emotions right there. Feelings is emotion. But they're all about reality. See, a grown man is all about reality. See, they will not humiliate you in front of everyone. They won't do it. Since he really knows, see, this is what he knows, that it is known of their business should be out there for everybody to hear. That's what everybody should be business. If you run your mouth so much and you wonder why people know your business, because you run your mouth. That's what you got a problem with. See, you're nothing but an overgrown boy. You ain't mature enough to handle the physical, emotional, the spiritual, come on, the mental, and the financial well-being of life. It's real talk now. Let's not play with it. We got to understand that. It's real talk. And there's nothing wrong with dealing with things accordingly. The next thing is so important. See, an overgrown boy / grown male tends to believe that just because they have brains, Come on. I want somebody to respond. Just because they have a brain, they're already smart. Ooh. Ooh. I want to say it again. An overgrown boy / grown male tends to believe just because they have a brain, they're already smart. And when you don't recognize them as being smart, you know what they do? They get defensive whenever they make mistakes. Think about it. They get defensive whenever they make mistakes. Because you know what? They have a fragile ego. And they count on someone being smarter than them. Come on now. So you know, I understand that. I always used to say it. As I worked in my career all the years, sitting in some meeting with some people, it always irritates me that always this particular person, sometimes leader, want to be the smartest man in the room. There's someone out there smarter than you. I always use the example of in education. See, in education, we go to school. I want to give a shout out to Nicole Sharon Brown. She's joining us as well, and I didn't give her a shout out. I want to give her a shout out. Thank you so much, Nicole. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I always want to be the smartest person in the room. They fear that somebody else may be just as smart as they are. But if you look at, this is all about not how smart you are. It's all about an ego. Your ego is so fragile that you don't want nobody else to know more than you know. And I had a supervisor like that. And I would sit up in the meeting and I'll sit there, you know, we got several people, you know, have postgraduate degrees, doctoral degrees, and this person always want to use certain things and just want to dominate the thing. Yeah, you're the supervisor, but shared leadership is better than no leader. So you keep that in mind. So they talk, you can see our people. And they always will look at me because it's fresh in my face. I'm like, we are not, everybody is not just with a bachelor's degree. There's those people with master's degrees, EDS, and doctoral degrees. But you got to remember, even in education in my career, you have a specialty. Your degree is a specialty. I'm a specialist in history and social studies, fitness and training. Some of us are specialists in math, English, curriculum, leadership. Think about it now. I have a specialty in sports management and leadership at the highest level. But I know I have to step back and ask someone else in another area, like curriculum and instruction. You're not always the smartest one in the room. And if you call up, your ego is going to get crushed, and it'll be fractured. Just keep that in mind. And we will quickly go through the other ones because we look at our time at about 15 minutes. It's been exciting. When I get to talking about these things, I want to get rolling, and I will share some very spiritual thoughts in there. Just let's look at a man. See, a man, a grown man, understand that just because they grow up doesn't mean that they stop learning. See, a grown man understand you learn every day. All the men out there to be wise. In order to be wise, sometimes you make mistakes. And you should learn from those mistakes of life lessons. See, that's what a grown man understands. He understands that I'm going to make mistakes. See, I use that example when I talk about, you're either a problem person or you more of a person that try to solve problems. You problem oriented. Are you solution-oriented? See, a grown man, we know, we see the problem. What is the solution? Come on now. But a boy was staying focused in there, well, I ain't doing nothing wrong. You was part of the problem. See, we don't never want to accept that. Let's move forward because we got a few other things I want to make sure we cover. See, we have to just remember that it's so important that we don't get caught up in things that lead us to be self. And that does happen. Intimidation by ideals. See, an overgrown boy and grown male are intimidated by the ideal of you being more successful, as I said earlier. Instead of praising, see, this is what I'm going to let you put a pin in this. Instead of praising and appreciating people, they look at ways to bring you down. Prime example, I was hired as a principal at a school back in the year 2000. And I had worked at that school 6 years earlier. I went to school in 94, worked in Montgomery Public Schools, came and went back to Book County. I called it out. It's okay. But I had a person that coached with me because I was the head football coach, and he was my assistant coach. He went and got administration and everything, and he was still at the school. I left and came back. And you know, he come to me. You know what he said to me? Yeah. He said, you know, this will be my job. I said, but son, I said, young man, you know what? It's my blessing. Woo! Did I say a mouthful of that, Tina? It's my blessing. It's not involving your job, but it's my blessing. See, when you're dealing with people that are not able to deal with people that are successful, they'll do everything to try to cut you down. See, a grown man is more selfless. They'll appreciate your successes and continue to encourage you. See, they're going to encourage you to live your dream. See, that's what a grown man do. Awesome, man, you did an awesome job. Now, keep on grinding. Do it. You have to speak the word. See, you can't be afraid to say it because when it comes from this tongue, don't let evil things or disrespectful things or profanity always come instead of some things of praise, things of appreciation. See, you got to understand God will bless you when you be able to appreciate others and praise others. That's what he'll do. We got to keep on, keep it on. You got to understand that overgrown boys / grown males care only about outer beauty. I'm going to say that again. Overgrown boys / grown males care only about outer beauty. I want you to think about it. Have you been around a so-called grown male? See what I'm saying? an overgrown boy, and all they worry about how they look. They want you to tell them they look good. So they care about the outer beauty. And see, my thing as a grown man, see, I appreciate the body God blessed me with. I appreciate the heart that God has given me to operate from. I appreciate the soul that God has blessed me with. Because I told you, when he come back for, he ain't looking for but those two things that he have joy seeing, joy, peace, and love in. And that's your heart and your soul, which is called your inner self. He don't care about that body, because you know what's going to happen to that body. It's going to return to where it comes from. Some people say the dust of earth. Along with it will be your brain. But your heart and your soul will transition up there with our Lord and Savior. And that's what you got to understand. As a man, I appreciate my body. I appreciate my heart. And I appreciate my soul. Because it's important that it's pleasing to God that my heart and my soul has placed itself in a order with our Lord and Savior. Come on now, let's see. That's what you got to remember. See, that'll hand clap for me. See, overgrown boys care about how they look, how their physique is. They don't care about the inside. See, that's why I always talk about a relationship. Your external part do not determine how successful you're going to be. It's your heart and your soul. When you're good people, people can see the radiance of God coming from your heart, just branching out in your soul, and it's coming out of your body. That's why people that are in good spirit and have their heart and soul connect with other people, heart and soul, that's the connection. Come on now. We're going to slowly move this on, because it is time to move forward. And the last couple things that we want to touch on. See, overgrown boys / grown males do not know how to stand up for themselves or you. So if you're in a relationship with an overgrown boy / grown male, they don't know how to stand up for themselves. How are they going to stand up for you? So they live pretty much, and you think about what I'm about to say. They live by their family and friends' opinions. I want you to think about your history. Think about what you've been into. Even if you're a male, at one time you was an overgrown boy / grown male. I was too. But when I became a grown man, and it didn't happen because I turned 21, my dad always said, God bless his soul, is John Wesley Smith Sr. He always said, son, you'll never be a grown man and understand the life of a grown man until you get at least 30 to 32 years old. And you shocked? Don't be shocked. Because I found out it was real. The next thing he always said, you know what he said? He said, when your waist get up to a 36, you're now a man. Think about that. He said that you might be two sizes small. You got a boy waist now. And just remember, if a man waist increased two sizes, he went from a boy to a man. I can understand that. But the blessing of being on this earth have allowed me to see that. And I cherish him. That's my hero. My dad. He's my hero. Truly missed him so much, but the wisdom of God bless. This man had an eighth grade education, dropped out in the eighth grade, but had a master in life. The master. So proud of him. And the next thing we want to make sure we touch on, see, when you're talking about a man, See, a man do not care because of you two are half together that it matters. See, all it matters that everybody is happy. It matters that his family, you know, may agree or disagree with him. I'm going to say it right now. See, when you're dating and you of an overgrown boy or slash male, he focuses on everybody else's opinion. See, a grown man don't worry about your opinion. Don't worry about your family and friends because he knows he has to make decisions as a man. As long as you're with someone that's making you happy. If you two are happy together, see, it don't matter about what other individuals say. Family or friends. Last one, overgrown males, overgrown boys slash grown males are selfish. You know they're selfish. They do not try to make girls happy because they want to be entertained. They don't make anybody happy. They just want to be entertained. So now I want you to think about that. They just want to be entertained. And then once they're bored, what they do? They leave. They get the heck out of there. See, a man is too busy focuses on one woman. If you notice, that other person, an overgrown boy slash grown male, like to entertain many women or many girls. No man. So he's busy focusing on one woman because he values her. He values her. That's the difference between a grown man and an overgrown boy slash grown male. We got to show these things to our boys. Be the role model God blessed us to be. Quickly, I want to touch bases on how do we raise boys to be fit for the future. These tips I want you all to keep in mind. See, raising a boy in today's world will help guide him in the right direction to become a responsible and respectful adult. Sit down and discuss emotions with him. Understand emotions and feelings relate to each other. See, feelings is how you feel. Emotions are that. Let them know there's a difference because you have reality. We operate in reality. That's why we have to make sure our emotional well-being is mature enough to deal with rejection. Deal with challenging moments in life. Next, you want to model healthy behavior toward others. See, that's something we need to do. If you're disrespectful, violent, cursing, your children see that. The boys of the future see that, so they think it's all right. Encourage non-gender-based play. You know, it's all right for you, you know, to play with each other. I understand the gender. Because when they're young, they play together. Teach boys that his body belongs to him. Teach your children, teach your boys, teach your nephews, your brothers. Your body belongs to you, nobody else. So you got to take care. Show him a healthy family dynamics. People don't understand. You have to show a healthy family dynamic. That means a healthy relationship in your family. Have some self-love. Have self-love for each other. Honesty. Trust. Communication. Commitment. Able to compromise. Connection. All that you show in your family dynamic. Show love for one another. Blood thicker than water. Next thing I want to get before, because it's 2 o'clock exactly, I want to describe simple wisdom needed to raise boys to become strong men of the future. Simple wisdom. teach boys about God. Teach them about God. Have them understanding this is the order. When you're out of order, you have a problem. But when you're in order, that's God, family, work, and community. If you keep it that way, you're in order. About God and the order that goes along with it. Constantly, you know, talk with them about ways to do better. Interacting, playing, talking with boys is the second most important way to raise them well. How can you raise your son to be a productive man when you never show up? The only time you show up is day and night. Come on now, some folks heard it. That means you ain't come to see your son. And then your son see you do that. It was amazing. I was watching one of those shows, and I'm going to give a little credit to Divorce Court. And they had this couple on here, and they had went through living in various challenging situations. And the oldest boy out of five children, the lady had five children, the man had three children, but the lady had about five children, the man's children was with the other. And the oldest son came on there, he was 18 years old. And he simply said that if they can't get along, they don't need to be together. And you know what the judge said? You said exactly what I would say. And he was 18 years old. But he's watching what's going on. Talked about watching, interacting, playing, talking with your boys. But they need to be able to do that. Positive male figures. See, for a boy to grow up to be a strong man, he needs someone to represent what that actually means. You got to really see what a strong, and that ain't mean about how many muscles you have. It's how you operate as a grown man. The things we just mentioned are grown men, strong men things to do. Positive male influence. You have to be around positive male influence. And that's got to be throughout his childhood. Don't have to be the same person in every situation. But he has to be exposed to a father or a male figure, a positive male figure, so he can see them as a role model, so he can be and practice what he sees. So we have to make sure we keep our boys around positive male figures. Sometimes we're to take our young men and keep them around positive mature men. See, young adults, young males need to see our mature male, a male of wisdom, doing things. We have to role model our boys, and I'm talking to men now. You got to role model from the time they come out the womb all the way up to they leave this earth, because that's what I experienced. And it was done before me. And it was done before my dad. And it was done before my great-granddaddy and my granddaddy. See, it was done because you always had someone you could share a go-to and share the way of life with you. It don't stop because they're 21 years old. It don't stop because they're 30 years old. It has to be someone in their life. You still have to be a role model. They need to see a positive male figure in their life, showing healthy traits like self-love, honesty, trustworthy, effective communication, commitment. See, children and people don't know what commitment is because they haven't seen commitment in play. What commitment? See, marriage is a lifelong commitment. You got to work at it. There are no work required. We have to do it. Give a shout out to Sir Christian B. I'm looking to serve you like a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, for taking time to be a part of. There are several things been written on that. I'm going to finish up with my last part, which is pay attention to what is happening at school. See, this is where people lose sight of what's going on or who's standing in front of teaching your child, especially our boys. Because a lot of time our boys get the short end of the stick. You have to be an advocate for our boys getting the best education we can offer, because they can be productive men if they get the education they need. Don't let people come in and put things into play because they feel comfortable. Someone's going to get mega, but to be careful about critical race theory. And I'm speaking as a black person. What does it do to our boys? Thinking one way, and we're always the one that's going to be in the short end of the stick. Make sure you magnify what's being taught to your children, and especially your boys. Let things come in, going to divide us, whether you're light-skinned or dark-skinned. Who's in charge, and my wife was not in charge. Come on. We have to make sure we be careful. What the point was, I brought that up, but there's a lot of other things that we need to do as train our boys for the future is watch what's being taught to them in school. I had a conversation with a counselor when I was working before I retired, because I went down to their office visiting a school, and I looked up on the wall and I go in the door of the counselor office. You know what it had? The pipeline to prison. School is the pipeline to prison. Why do you have that up on that wall? Why? School is not a pipeline to prison. School is a pipeline to success, being productive. That's what school is all about. And we have to advocate that. I don't care who you are. If it's chaos, shut the chaos down. Let our boys and girls learn. It's going to affect our boys more than girls when you have a whole lot of chaos in the building. Don't be afraid. God will bless you. Because he knows you know you're saving his children. He will bless you with an opportunity. May not be at that building, but at another building. Or just in life. He's not asleep. When he said, I got you, believe he got you. So go in and say, we got to stop this chaos because it's affecting our boys. You are now really playing into the part that school is a fight for the prison. When they got fighting and violence going on in your schools, you have to shut it down. You have to stop it. Grown men got to step up. You got to lead. I ain't talking about all these things just to say. You got to step up. Take the challenge. If you're retired, volunteer. Make an impact. I was asked a question and said, what are we going to do? How can you affect boys? I said, now, I have a series that I run. I might not have a boy on here, but I got their mamas. And I got their daddies. And I got their cousins. I got them. They can take something back. If they never tickle their fanny to make them say, I got to go check this out. What they teaching my grandson at school? What they teaching my child at school? What they teaching my brother at school? What they teaching my brother? Because I need to know. Because if you're not teaching them what they need to know, they will not be successful. Of opportunity. And I know I'm going completely on it, but 5 more minutes, I got to share this with you. Because I think it's important. We need to talk about how to raise our boys to be great husbands. Yes, husbands. Our culture cannot grow unless we got families of husbands and wives. Our boys have to be great husbands. through all the challenges they go through as an overgrown boy, a grown male, when they become a grown man, and they understand that I have to lead and not follow. Some people ain't gonna wanna hear that, but it's the real deal. See, we talked about families and marriage on another show. When you get married, become a family. And to produce children, we have to have our genders. Option for one. Somebody gonna get mad, but it's okay. God speaks it. You got me. So he'll be a great husband, because that's how our population grows. See, it all bothers you because it bothers me. I'm gonna tell you why. You know why it bothers me? Because our population haven't increased to more than 2% in 50 years. 50 years our population in this country, only 2%. Why is that? You take time to research. But let's talk about raising them to be great husbands. Your boys to look out for others. Teach boys to give compliments. Teach boys the act of forgiveness. Can't get angry and stay angry and go out and take another young man life in the streets, in the home. You have to have a part of you forgiven. See, when you pray, and this is how I pray every night, I know God, and I don't tell him, I share with God as I pray. It's coming from my heart. So I tell him, I said, this is from my heart. I ask you to guide and keep me and my family. Allow me to experience peace, joy, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Is an act of forgiveness. If you put it in your heart, place it in your heart, God will make sure you're able to forgive. Teach the boys to have empathy for others around them. I was in a story, and I was his grandson. He had a young man over in the school he was in when he was in the fifth grade, and the young man didn't have money. But what he was doing, getting money to go and buy snacks so that young man could have a snack like everybody else. See, empathy for others. They don't have is what you have. Have empathy. Teach boys how to apologize. My bad is not an apology. If you're doing it, stop doing it. Because they're watching you. My bad is not an apology. My mom always told me and taught us, it is not the word I apologize or sorry, it's what comes after the word. So we was taught that I apologize for stepping on the foot. It'll take you no more time to do that than to just say, my bad. You're bad. We have to know how to apologize. To make it sincere that it's coming from your heart and your soul. Teach our boys or help our boys to master domestic duties. They have to learn to cook, clean, vacuum, wash, do stuff. Wash dishes or put them in the dishwasher because they may have to take care of themselves one day. I thank my mom for showing us all that. Teaching her how to sew. That way we sew buttons back on, sew up men's socks. See, these things you have to teach our boys. You call it domestication. They need to be domesticated so they can take care of themselves. Black staff by black. We have over 54% of single males as childless. They got to get them. So that's majority. You're disagreeing and arguing. You're annoying because in the anecdotal world, you might not see them. That don't mean they're not here. That's out of the 14% of our population in this country. We have 338 million people We're only 14% of that. So you calculate how many people there is. And last but not least, train your boy or your son to master the act of personal hygiene. How powerful is that? We're going to end it right there. Personal hygiene. It's been awesome coming before you. It's 2:16. God has blessed us to share another series on building our boys to be fathers of the future. Hopefully something you was able to see. Thank each and every one of you for sharing it through your comments. Thank you so much, Sister Tina. You're my sister, truly, truly a sister in Christ that are doing things, awesome things with owning my own truth. Her ministry is out there putting the boots down, boots on the ground in Oakland, California. Shout out to my young sister, Yvette Smith. Thank you so much for truly, truly sharing through your comments. Thank you so much, Soap Gym by Grace and Jackson. Miss Jennifer Jackson, she commented as well as Charlie's Angel. Thank the many others who took time to share their thoughts. God is so good. It's a blessing, and hopefully something shared here. But we have our next series, will be series 9 coming up. We're going to continue to talk about building boys to be fathers of the future. It's been awesome. Truly, truly, it's an amen moment. And as I get ready to close, I want to tell you I love you, truly love you, from my heart. It comes from my heart. Definitely from my heart. Now you see on the shirt, hashtag one life matters. One life matters. The life of our boys that can be productive men matter. We will focus on getting them one by one to even go back and reach and grab our grown males and overgrown boys. Put role models in their life. I've been working for a while on coming up with a program that hopefully would be able to be accepted in the community to help our young people, called Fathers Know Best. And I'm looking for men who want to be a part of Father Knows Best. We're asking you. And if you're interested, email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You want to volunteer for Fathers Know Best. And this is going to be an organization that's working on building our boys to be fathers of the future. Building our overgrown boys and grown males to be fathers of the future. Capturing the moments of grown men who can share through role models, through just dialogue, through virtual meetings, through forums. We want to give back, and we want you to be a part of. Again, send me your name and your contact information if you want to be a part of it. It doesn't matter where you are. I don't care where you are in this country. We can communicate and make this work. That's Father Knows Best. Fathers Know Best. An organization that's going to work to build boys to be fathers of the future. That includes overgrown boys as well as grown males. We want you to join us. Again, that's the email is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. God has placed this on my heart and placed it a vision for me, and I want to be able to share it with you, and I want you to be a part of it. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send me your name and contact information. I want to be a part of Fathers Know Best. Fathers Know Best. That is the organization, and we're looking for as many individuals that want to play a part. It's been awesome here tonight. Hashtag responsible. We want to be responsible for letting our boys and overgrown boys and grown males to be successful, productive men in our society. We want them to be grown men. We should do and take on the responsibility. That's what we want. Keep on grinding. That's what this is all about. This format is grinding. It's trying to make sure we get the word out and we're so glad to be blessed to have it. It has since 2017, 2023 be 6 years. God, we can truly be blessed. We're going to keep on grinding. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're glad to have that opportunity. It's a mindset. You know, we got this. We need you to believe that we got this. And we want to do what's right for our young men, do what's right for our boys, so they'll be prepared to be productive men in society. Have an awesome rest of the day. As I close out, see, I always try to let you know that, see, as God bless us, he blessed us with the ability to truly see things in a way that allow us to grow. See, we have to be able to see things and know that's what we like and that's what we have to do. See, it's all about, and we don't want to rise to this song, but it's important that we play this. It is, you know, this is what I like. I like giving back to you, and I want you to be able to do the same thing. So have an awesome rest of the evening. I share with you, I love you with from my heart. And that's what it's all about. And we want to play this, and it's come to the end. Have an awesome rest of the evening. Check us out tonight at 7 o'clock. Sorry I didn't get to that. Dr. Lowe's show, The Real Relationship Talk Show. The Real Relationship Talk Show. With filters. That's what it's all about. So have an awesome rest of the day, and we'll see you. And I need to get out and get the next spot so we can make it do what it do. If you need me to come to your neighborhood, go to the email, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We want to share what we're doing, whether it's virtual or whether it's in person. Have an awesome rest of the day. It's 7 o'clock at night. Truly, truly, an opportunity to doctor a relationship talk with no filters. We're going to make it do what it do. So check us out, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and truly 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Have an awesome rest of the day. And all around the other parts of the world, the global part, you have your time set up.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pass. Pop it for me, turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent the beach out in Miami. Wake up with no damage. Pop the tail for dinner. Coolio served that salmon. You got it.